This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Kalene Nitsch. Kalene is the founder of Nitsch Theater Arts, and she's here to tell us more about tonight's Christmas Cabaret fundraiser happening at Eureka College. Kalene, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Kalene, we're really excited to spend some time talking about Nitsch Theater Arts because it is one of those fairly young organizations that the community still may not be as familiar with. You've been around for about 3 years now.
Correct.
Can you kind of talk us through how much you've grown since your time here and a little bit about your model?
I can. We started out with 6 kids in 1 location out in Eureka, and we have grown to the fact that we had 207 kids participate in our Stage Kids production of Annie that just happened a couple weeks ago, not even. So that says a lot to what the need is in our communities. Our model is to provide access and opportunity to try to overcome obstacles that students or families may face for their kids to be able to participate in the arts. And that's both performing and visual arts. We kind of try to do a well-rounded program. We work within the communities that we're in to see what the needs are and try to meet them. So we're in Tremont, in Mackinac, in Washington, in Eureka, and North Peoria. And we get kids from all the surrounding areas in those communities that come and participate in our programs.
And your goal here is to have opportunities for young performers starting out as young as 3 and taking them all the way up to 18?
We really do. Our Stage Kids program, which is by far our most popular program where we put on our full productions, starts at age 5 and runs through 18. And they're the ones who just did Annie Jr. And in the spring, they're going to be doing Madagascar, a musical adventure. And what it is we meet one time a week for 45 minutes during the school year. So it can fit into families' schedules and provide a lot of flexibility for kids. And we rehearse until they go into their tech rehearsal and their performances. And the same thing works for our Rising Stars program, which is our community theater show choir, we kind of call it. We're not officially a show choir, but it's a group of kids that love to get together and perform from theater and from standards and classics to popular music. Our Broadway dance program works the same way. And again, I said that we offer both Rising Stars and Stage Kids in all of those communities.
What I love is, as you said, you really looked at the need in the community when you first started up. So there are kids that otherwise would not have been able to participate in theater performing arts through existing channels. So you developed a model that brought theater arts to them or in close proximity to where they are. Can you talk about the feedback that you get from the parents who've been able to see their kids involved with the program now for 3 years?
Well, we love how they come to us and they say, I can't believe how much our kids have grown, how they've grown in confidence, the friendships that they've made, how that has impacted their lives. And that goes far beyond just teaching them to dance and sing and act, which we hope that they improve at also. So our students vary. Some students get involved just because they love to do it and want to be a part of it. Some students, when they start to get a little older, realize that it may be something that's going to be part of their future and want to pursue that for careers, either on stage or even in technical theater off stage. So we try to provide all of those opportunities to have them love it and to have them definitely be challenged and learn from it at the same time.
And we should probably talk here about the model that you use to keep all these activities going. You will do multiple productions of the same show because you have companies, casts in 4, 5, even 6 different communities, all going simultaneously. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That right?
Yeah, no, you have that exactly right. So it's not that the kids are necessarily coming to us and having to travel great distances. It's basically the teaching artist, we travel to them. So we're in a different location, sometimes 2, in every day. So those students will come together, as I said, for 45 minutes or however long their class time is, once a week. and that's it. And then we put them into their different casts. Some of the locations may have fewer students, so we have to combine those locations into one cast. But Annie had four cast, so four different cast, who all were doing the same production, besides making adjustments for ability levels and so forth and experience of our cast members. And then they put on the show. So that allows us, so we costume basically for our largest cast. And then, you know, so there's costumes that are shared, props are shared, the set is shared, everything, the lighting stays the same so that our tech crew doesn't go crazy. But our students will come in and do that same show. So if somebody needs to transfer out of one location mid-session, when we've had that happen, and go to a different one, it's not a problem integrating them into the cast that's there. Or if we are lacking boys, for instance, and Annie, we did not have enough boys. We had two Warbucks and we had four cast. Well, one of our Warbucks did three different cast, and he was able to come in at their tech rehearsal and just and go with it because blocking is the same, choreography is the same, and so forth.
You also provide quite a few scholarships for your students, which ties into this fundraiser that's taking place tonight. Talk about a little bit about the fundraiser that's happening and the importance of funding these scholarships.
Really is important. Part of our mission from day one is the fact that we never want to turn away a student who really wants to participate in our programs. If there is a will, there is a way, we will make it happen. We will work with parents however we need to. So raising funds, like for any not-for-profit, is always important. But the most of our funds go back into directly serving these students. So the Christmas Cabaret that we have going on tonight is exciting because it is helping with student scholarships. It's helping with other fees and other funds that we may need for our Rising Stars group. And so that also gives an opportunity for all our Rising Stars to do all of their group numbers that they have performed throughout the holidays around the community. And all of them that have solos all get to perform too. Also, some of our NTA teaching artists will be performing, and we have some of the most talented teaching artists around. So it gives them an opportunity for the public to see what they can do. And we have some other special surprises. It's a family event from 6 to 7 is the Jingle Mingle time, where there is treats and some special visitors coming. And we're having a wreath auction. A lot of our families have made all different kinds of wonderful holiday wreaths that they can pick up. I made a cookie one, so you can get cookies off of eat the cookies off my wreath. So come and do the get, you know, bid on those. And then we go in for the show, which is only about an hour long. And it's a great time to bring family, totally appropriate for children of all ages, just to come and have a good time and have a nice night of entertainment. And tickets, very reasonable. That's another one of our missions. Our ticket prices are $10 for adults and $6 for kids. And, you know, come out and join us at Eureka College for that, because it helps fund getting all of those students involved throughout the entire year.
And also for parents who may be interested in being involved or having their kids being involved in the upcoming semester, this could be a great way to get a taste of what NTA is all about, and then sign up for classes, yes?
Absolutely. We always encourage parents to try to bring their students to one of our performances first. I know that happened a lot through Annie. And with Madagascar coming up, it's going to be great fun in January when we start that. And that will be January 7th is when we start classes for that and rehearsals. We have a workshop, an audition workshop out at Eureka College on January 5th at 11 o'clock, where you can come and actually get a taste of what it's going to be like to audition that first day. We teach you the song we want you to sing, and then we also teach you the choreography. Great for new students that want to just, the first time they come in, that feel more comfortable. And that's really what we're all about. So, yeah, and then Rising Stars, if they're thinking about, hey, I would like my student to maybe start performing with them and do stuff throughout the community, we'd love to see them. Our Broadway dance program is also performing on Friday night. And then we have a Stomp Percussion group, which performed pre-show during Annie a few times, which has taken off. So we have a little bit of something for everyone going on.
A lot of the programs we've been talking about are aimed at performers high school aged and younger, but you're also involved in activities that are designed for older performers, you know, people up to college age.
Yes, exactly. We have a great program that started last year. It's called Broadway Bound, and it is for high school and young college-age students to participate in, both on stage and off stage. And we did The Addams Family last year, premiered. It was great. We are working on Footloose the Musical, which goes on at Eureka Theater. All our shows are there, Pritchard Theater, Eureka. And it's March 14th through 17th. And this group really takes it to the next level, where we have some educational time during rehearsals as well as rehearsal time. It also allows them to become involved with our Theater Honor Society that we sponsor for high school students, so they can get involved with auditioning and scholarship information for the colleges. So it really is, we really are a true arts education organization. We're different than just producing shows. We really are about the educational side of it, and how what we are teaching beyond theater, dance, and singing, how they can utilize that in the future, no matter what they decide to go and do.
We've been talking with Killeen Nitsch with Nitsch Theater Arts. Their upcoming productions include A Christmas Cabaret tonight at 6 in the Pritchard Theater at Eureka College. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always fun coming and talking to you guys.
And tonight and tomorrow from 4 to 8 p.m., Old School Arts will be hosting an open house where the public is invited to learn about classes and workshops offered. Old School Arts is a fun retro studio nestled in the heart of Morton, where all ages and abilities can slow down and unplug to advance in their fine art skills and share in artisan crafts. For more information, visit oldschoolarts.com. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.